Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and if this is your first time checking out the show, welcome and thanks for tuning in. Every Thursday, we're following Dave Stewart's 12-week online coaching program live on this podcast, and this episode will feature clips from Dave and I's conversation from week number 3 of his program. But before I get into today's episode, I was so pumped to see so many of you download the Remix My Fitness Bodyweight Benchmark Challenge. That was a mouthful, wasn't it? It was the same one that Dave did last week. Don't forget to share your results with me via Instagram or on our private Facebook community page. And you guessed it, all you gotta do is find Remix My Fitness. Just like I did with the challenge, I'll be sharing Dave's first bodyweight program on remixmyfitness.com. Just sign up and you'll receive the workout for free. But also, just like last week, I'll only be making it available for the next 7 days, so get it before it's gone. So I just wanted to recap what we have done so far with Dave. We have picked a goal of entering a marathon or a trail run, some sort of race, and we even actually narrowed down a couple possible races. We've completed and finished the bodyweight challenge, and we now know that Dave has a strong upper body and a little bit of a weaker core. And he did his first full week of the program. This week, we run into our first hurdle. Dave has been mixing in the program and running, but now he suffered his first minor injury, and it's very minor right now. But it's one of those injuries that if you're not careful, it can lead to something more serious, which may actually alter his goal of running a race. We also get into all kinds of stuff in this episode, from going over some more of his questions that he had about his program, like why a core exercise like a leg raise would hurt his lower back, why training your glutes are so important to your lower back health, and why one sole of his running shoe is more worn out than the other, and what this can mean to the mechanics of his running. So, let's dive right in. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Good. So you got back from your big fishing trip on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yep. It was great, and I just finished editing the podcast for that trip, it's the first time I've done a podcast for like editing for my own trip, and it was a ton of fun. It's gonna be an awesome episode. It's gonna be, I think, episode. Well, if somebody wanted to listen to it, it's wetflyswing.com/John.
Now you're back, and looks like you've sent me a couple messages that you're back in the rhythm of things. So you've tried the more intense mission this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me about that. How did that go?
It was good. I mean, every time it feels good to get out. I had that little calf tweak, and since I stopped, I felt it all week, even on the trip. I was there, but finally it went away and I haven't really run. After doing the exercises, I ran just briefly, like really light run, almost a speed walk, just to make sure it was okay. So yeah, that's gone. And, but the exercises are good. I mean, I think I did the first circuit was,
the mountain climbs and planks, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think I'm doing the mountain climbs. It's really cool following your videos, mm-hmm. because I literally just set the video there. It's kind of funny. It's it's almost a little weird, watching you do these exercises, but it's great because I watch you and I try to follow them exactly like you're doing them. And the timing is great too, because I just follow that whole thing. It's like 20 seconds. I follow exactly what you do there for that 4 minute thing,
Well, that's great. And I'm glad I sent that video more as, because I made that video for somebody who was doing like a November
Not
challenge.
Something else.
Yeah, just for completely different. But it has one of my favorite circuits in there. It's one of my favorite combinations to do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm glad you like those videos. But
yeah. So I pretty much did. So I did I did those two exercises in circuit one, and that went great. Did those. And the tough thing, the next one, I guess. I think it'll take me a little time, but I think there was three things. There was sit-ups. which I'm not great at. I mean, I think as I get going, I'll get better, but I don't think I did 25. I think I might've done just about 20 And, you know, I felt like I wasn't doing them well enough.
What do you mean by that? You weren't doing them well enough. Like, what?
Well, I was doing them well enough, but when I would do my sit up, I used to do these, like, I don't know if they're what they're called, but they're kind of like half sit-ups where you just go up partly and kind of crunch your abs.
Those are called crunches.
Yeah, crunches. So I used to do crunches all the time and I like those, but, these sit-ups where I go full the way up, it feels like when I'm pulling up, my feet kind of come off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not quite, and, you know, it was all right. I was still getting a workout by the time I got to 18 or whatever it was. I was feeling like, okay, yeah, this is good. So that's okay. I mean, that went pretty well. The next one was, what were the other two? I can't remember now.
The other two was it was the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge. So the bridge is great, man. I feel like I could do 100 of those things. I think I'm doing them right. But so I felt that one a little bit. And then the other one, which is the leg raises, man, that one was like, I need to, I think over time, hopefully I'll get better. But I mean, I think I got 15 of those. And then I felt like it was, you know, it was hurting, but also, you know, I kind of stopped there because I didn't want to push anything. You know, sure. I didn't want to pull anything.
So I'll give you a couple tips for actually these three exercises, and maybe some of them will help you, because I would like for you to at least try the circuit maybe one, maybe two more times before I send you your next mission on Monday. So
okay.
With the sit-up, the picture that I sent you, I have mm-hmm. Where the feet are a little bit closer to the bum, right? So the knees are bent.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to make it a little bit easier on your back, or just a little bit of an easier sit-up, just straighten your legs a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
So, The easiest would be if you lie totally flat with your legs flat, your feet flat, and your arms outstretched, and you try to sit up. You're gonna start to use a little bit more momentum to come up, but at least it'll help you get into the rhythm of things. So, legs being a little bit straighter, or even a little bit straighter than what the picture has shown, will help you get up into the sit up a little bit better. And if you're still having some trouble, instead of having the arms to your side, if you have it over your head, and almost think of it as you're gonna give the air the hardest double high five that you've ever given in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to train your body to help you up with that. So the sit up, the reason why we're doing the sit up is not just for your core muscles, but it's also part coordination and part lower back as well. So don't. When you're doing
that's what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't think of it as you're doing this workout for your abs. Think of it as trying to get up and using as many muscles to help you get up. And eventually, once you start getting better at the sit up, you can then really focus on, okay, you know what? I'm gonna really use my abs to get up and really help myself up. Or you can implement more of your glutes when you have your heels a little bit closer to your butt. Things like that. But the workaround would be to have straighter legs. In terms of your bridge. You say you could do hundreds of these, right?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Okay, great. So are you making sure when you bridge, I sent you some instructions that to make sure that you have the weight in your heels?
Yep, I'm doing that. Okay. It's all,
And when you're doing this, do you feel that when you press into the floor with your heels, do you feel the muscles in your glutes, the muscles in your butt working? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then when you are raising yourself, are you raising yourself so high that you're really trying to push your hips all the way to the sky that you feel almost like a little bit of a slight pull in your lower back?
I think I'm probably not there. I mean, I'm stretching pretty far, like it feels like I'm almost there, but yeah, maybe I'm not feeling like there's a slight pull.
Yeah,
I'm a little leery on, just because I think I mentioned before about once a year or something like that, my lower back just goes out. So
right, I totally hear, which is why I have these exercises here for you. This one, the bridge, to me is one of the most important ones for lower back. So the most common question I always get is, how do I strengthen my lower back? You know, part of that is to strengthen your legs, but also the muscles in your glutes. So doing the bridge is a very big glute exercise. So I would take my time a little bit more, take a little bit more of a pause at the top of the move.
Okay.
And then really push into your heels. If you feel like this is okay for you, then what I would then try would be the single leg bridge.
Okay.
So that would mean that I would take one foot off the floor.
Yep.
And just kind of have it hanging out in the sky and see if I can still get the same height in the bridge as I would if I had two feet on the
floor. Gotcha.
Yeah, so try that. Try that one out. And I would just cut that one in half, like 12 single leg bridges on each side.
Okay.
Yeah. And for the very last one, the leg raise here. Okay. So this is actually a big one, and I'm almost kind of glad that you're telling me that you're having that you're experiencing a little bit of lower back pain, which will give me which gives me a good idea of what you're doing. So you are feeling the lower back when your feet when you're trying to lift your feet from almost off the floor to back all the way up, right?
Now, is the starting position with your legs straight up or is it on the floor?
I always start the position with my legs straight up.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. So yeah. I was starting with the legs straight up and then I would go down slowly. And like you said, go down until you feel the pain. And I was fine for, you know, for a while. And I just, and I wouldn't let my legs, I go down till they just didn't touch the ground, you know, just above the ground. And, and then that would be my one set.
Yeah.
Or my one.
Rep. But you don't feel the lower back pain before your heels almost touch the floor?
Not at first. After I got to like 8 or something like that, then it was like, you know, I could feel my back getting tired. It wasn't like pain necessarily, but you could just feel the getting tired.
Yeah. So what's happening is that your abs and your abdominals are fatiguing. So in the beginning, you can get down a little bit lower, but your abdominals are now fatiguing from the exercise. So other muscles start to recruit, like your lower back. And if you're having lower back issues, you're not going to last very long. So as you're progressing, don't feel shy that, okay, you know what, I'm going to have to adjust how low I can bring my feet. Maybe in the beginning you can bring it really low, but maybe near the end of the rep, maybe you can only bring it a quarter of the way down or half near of the way. Yeah. Near the end.
Near the end of the set or the rep?
Near the end of the set. Because in the beginning you're feeling a little bit fresher, but by rep number 10, you're kind of like, oh, wait a minute, I can't, when I get this low, it hurts.
So if I do something like whatever, just go down half or whatever the angle is.
Exactly. Exactly.
45 degrees or something.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's too much, then I would stop. But that would be that is the workaround that I teach everybody. This is something that your body you'll have to build some coordination. And again, really trying to focus on your stomach to help you pull up. And then once you start feeling it in other areas, just kind of know, you know, you don't have as much left, and you'll have to make some adjustments for that.
Yep.
Another one that I do for this is are you making sure that your head is flat on the floor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And, with my hands, what I like to do is just, I like to have them not like right by my side, but just out like I'm about to make a snow angel, like not as wide in between that. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that. Yeah. I had them right pretty close to my body.
Yeah. And you're going to find once you do that, you're going to give yourself a bigger base that when, it'll take the brunt off your lower back.
Okay. Yeah, that might be helpful to see. I mean, I think I can get that, but if in the future, just seeing watching you do the videos again is helpful. Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll send something over.
Yeah.
So your feedback's pretty good.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, it's great. I think every time I get out I can just tell by doing these a few sets of these that, if I did this stuff on a regular basis for months and months, which is the goal here, right? I mean, that's the get into a habit that, I can imagine. I can just see it. It just feels, I think the running thing, I do love it. I do love it, but I think I wasn't maybe warming up well enough for it. I think that was part of my brain. And I just, as we're seeing, my muscles aren't, I don't have the full body. My muscles aren't in tune, you know, they're weak.
Mm-hmm. So what I did want to talk about, which was, you know, we didn't talk about it very much because you were away, but which is your calf, which will lead to the running. So tell me what happened.
You know, it's the same thing that happened when I was trying to have a goal to run an ultra marathon back last year. You know, I was like all jacked and was running, you know, as much as I could trail running. And I can't remember, but I just came off and I went to a normal trail run that I was doing on my warm or my prep. And like, right, I got on the trail and maybe it was again, cause I didn't warm up, but I tweaked a hamstring or something. And it just took me, I was like, man, this is going to happen. So I took a long break there and let that recover. So it's kind of the same thing. I just hopped out. I can't remember where I was. It was nothing big. I just started running and, I felt this little tweak in my calf and it was like a, you know what it is. It's like, it hurts mm-hmm. to run. You feel it. And then it was there for all week. And when I walked, I felt it. And when I waited, it was always there. It was this little thing that was basically telling me that I need to take it easy.
Right. And were you running on a trail or were you running on the road?
I think this one I was just running on the road.
And I know you kind of maybe touched on this already, but maybe this time around it was different. Do you do any pre-warm-ups?
I've never been big on the warm-ups, right? So I just kind of get out there and slowly get into my thing and then start running. And I'm also not like a speed runner. Like, I'm not sprinting out there. I'm more like the agility running over uneven terrain, kind of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, do you not warm up because you don't know what to do for warm-ups, or you just find warm-ups just really boring and that you can't stand them?
No, that's part of it. I mean, I think now with these exercises, if I can bring in a warm-up regimen, I like this. I mean, I do like the warm-up stuff. So I think, and maybe time, I'm always stressed on time. Like, I just want to get myself. But if I can do a warm-up that only takes me a few minutes or 5 minutes, and my trail run's going to be 30 minutes, then that's worth it.
You know, out of pure curiosity, when you are running again, check the bottom of your soles and let me know whether or not your left foot shoe is more worn out than your right shoe.
Oh, okay. I can tell you right now.
Okay, perfect.
I've actually got my when I retire my running shoes, every time I always wear those as my, well, I guess that might not tell you because I've been wearing these around town, but let's see. I'm looking at the, so you said left and right.
So if you look at the outside heel portion, is one heel a little bit more worn out than the other?
It looks like, yeah, it does look like, it is actually, you're right. Yep. The left side is more worn on the outside of the heel.
Yeah. So it tells me that you are striking a little bit heavier on your left side than your right side. So
yep.
I haven't actually checked your gait, and maybe you know this or not, but do you know if you pronate or you supinate in terms of your walking style?
No idea. Okay. No idea. I've had a, I think when I got a pair of running shoes one time, somebody looked at the way I ran and they said I was whatever, I don't know, but no, I haven't had that checked out.
So judging just by, this is pure guess here, I can't be for certain until I actually see you walk, but judging by the fact that your heels, the outside of your heels, that's worn out and not the inside of your heels, tells me that you pronate, and the majority of the population, they pronate, which means that you're striking from the outside of your heel and then you're rolling your foot in and then your toes. The only reason why I asked is I'm just trying to think of different possibilities of why your left calf would cramp and not your right calf. So that's why I want you to kind of check the bottom of your shoes, you know.
Yeah.
And part of
is cramping the right terminology for that? I mean,
We could say cramping for sure.
Because cramping, when I think of cramping, I mean, I just have a cramp and then I stretch it and it's gone.
Right.
But this is more like it was there all the time when I walked.
Yeah. It's like a constant cramp or this strain that's there, right?
Yeah, so that's all it is. It's just a constant cramp. Okay.
Yeah. So it just being conscious and just being aware that you strike a little heavier on your left could help you a little bit.
Okay.
And you make some adjustments, but definitely doing some warm-ups beforehand and taking a little bit of focus on that left side will definitely help you as well.
Okay.
And then do you do any post running stretches at all?
Not stretches. No, I usually just kind of walk it off, but yeah, I haven't done any post either.
Okay. All right. I'll send you over some stuff then, Dave.
And okay.
Yeah. Do you think you'll go out for another run anytime soon? Maybe we will need to tailor back our runs a little bit. I'm going to look at your kind of just overall workout schedule. It's something that we're going to actually work on together today. And from there we can figure out how many times you should go running, because I think maybe dialing back the frequency or dialing back just the number of times you go out running first and then seeing what your threshold is. Because I know in the beginning when you get into starting like a fitness regime, it's very easy to just to go all guns blazing, right? I'm going to go out for this hour run and, you know, do totally. These workouts. And then the next day it's kind of like no rest. I'm going to go back out and do it again. So it's now that we're in this couple of weeks, we can kind of tailor it down too. And it's good that you're thinking about these things And do you have any other questions for me?
No, I think I'm good to go. I did on the I mentioned the run challenge, you know, that I have coming up. That was one of my goals. I'm looking into it a little more. I mean, it's I'm not sure. I mean, I think I would be good at it, but I think it's kind of more of a like a hardcore scramble uphill, straight uphill, you know, kill yourself and then come downhill. So I'm not sure it's the best. I mean, I think maybe a run where I'm doing more gradual up and down, as opposed to like this thing, which sounds like it's kind of crazy. I mean, I think I can do it at my own pace and be fine. So I just kind of throwing that out. I'm not totally sure that's the best one, but
Why
yeah.
don't can you send that over to me?
Yeah.
Why don't I take a look at it for you, and then
Okay.
we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so send that over. Okay. Well, cool. So if there's nothing else, we'll kind of cap it here. I have some homework that I need to get done for you, and
All right.
you can send over the race information to me. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
And yeah, be active this weekend, Dave, as you always are. All right, Dave, until next
All
time.
right. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take it easy.
See ya.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. You can literally follow along Dave's journey together by visiting remixmyfitness.com and getting week one of Dave's bodyweight workout plan. It can be done at home, outside, with your friends, with your dog or your cat, anybody. Just get it done. So get it while you can, because it's only going to be available for the next 7 days. And after 7 days, it's gone. I'll be back on Monday with another episode, another show, another guest. So until then, peace.